The kicking job the Jets settled a week ago came unsettled in a day. On Monday, the team was awarded Blake Group off waivers from Indianapolis and released Jason Sanders, per the Jets' announcement, 6 days after naming Sanders the winner of the competition and 3 days after he missed an extra point and a 54-yarder in the finale. Sanders was back on the practice squad hours later, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk, with Aaron Glenn indicating the evaluation would continue into week one. It did. On Wednesday, the Jets worked out Justin Tucker, Michael Badgley, and Josh Cardi, per Cherian Williams at Pro Football Talk, reporting Jordan Schultz. Grupa spent 3 seasons in New Orleans, 75 of 94 on field goals, and lost the Colts' job to Spencer Schrader after making all 11 of his tries over the final 5 games of last season, per J.J. Stankovitz at the Colts' site. Nick Feria at Jets on SI reads the sequence as a decision rather than a competition, and notes Grupa has mostly kicked in domes throughout his career. Our last episode called the canvassing of alternative speculation until a claim actually happened. It happened, and then it kept going. The other claim was a linebacker Carolina had been starting. Trevon Wallace, its 2024 third-round pick, 72nd overall, has 20 starts in 25 games and had 61 tackles in 12 starts last season, per the Jets' announcement. Pro Football Focus graded his 2025 pass coverage 23rd of 88 qualified linebackers, per Feria, who has Jamion Sherwood 65th in the same set. The other man off the roster for the two claims was guard Cole Lavau, one of the 3 seats our last episode said a claim would threaten. He was waived Monday and back on the practice squad Tuesday, per Amanda Vogt at the team's site. Andrew Beck and Tim Patrick, the other 2 seats, are on Randy Lang's Tuesday breakdown of the 53. Jordan Meredith arrived from Las Vegas in the trade we told you about. 11 starts at center last season for the Raiders with Geno Smith at quarterback, per the team. Glenn, per Lang. The two groups that you want to make sure are steady are the O-line and the D-line. And on Meredith himself, he's familiar with Geno, with Parham. I'm glad we got the player, I really am. The team's own accounts of that deal disagree, so, a late-round swap. The edge rusher the roster kept, Joseph Osai, hurt his left foot in the finale and is week to week, per Glenn via Lang. We were lucky. I would say week to week with him, which is why Nate Lynn matters. 3 sacks in 2 preseason games, waived Sunday, cleared, and on the practice squad. Monday per the team, the landing our last episode called an expectation. He has a path back, per Colby Colwell at Jets on SI. The practice squad, 16 signed Monday, per Eric Allen and Vogt at the team's site. On offense, guards Marquis Hayes and Xavier Newman-Johnson, receivers Cam Camper, Malik McLean, and Jamal Pritchett, and running back Aljay Henderson, an Irvington, New Jersey native who rushed for 1,078 yards at Buffalo in 2024, went unsigned all summer and made it off a tryout, per Feria. On defense, linemen Jack Heflin and Peyton Page, edge rushers Pascal Ekeji, on the international pathway designation, a former rugby player for the Sharks converting to defensive end, and Lynn, linebackers Jaden Keller and Troy Reeder, 7 seasons and a Super Bowl with the Rams, in from Detroit, and cornerbacks Maury Bamba, Jordan Clark, and Samuel Womack III, plus Sanders, the kicker they had released the same day. 4 of the 6 names our last episode compressed into among the out, Heflin, Clark, Hayes, and Newman-Johnson, were on it within a day. Tuesday, Lavau and quarterback Bailey Zappa signed, per Vogt. Zappe, released Sunday, back as the arm behind Smith and Cade Klubnik, and Glenn on Tuesday said, "If there's another guy out there that we feel like can help this team, me and Darren Moogie will have a conversation." And Camper released. Grupa took number 11, which moved Zappe to 4, 3 fixes for the page. The team's release lists Zappe among the vested veterans terminated Sunday, not Saturday. Mozzie Smith among the 25 waived, not released, and our August 23rd page called Geno Smith's league lead giveaways when it was interceptions. Mozzie Smith signed to Miami's practice squad, per the Dolphins, and quarterback Brady Cook, waived Sunday, is on Miami's active roster, per the Dolphins roster page. Landon Young, Newman Johnson, and Womack were the other 3 vested veterans terminated, per the team. The last 2 back on the practice squad a day later. The reserve moves came Sunday, per the team's release. Linebacker Michael Walker, cornerback Trey Brown, and running back Chip Trayanum to injured reserve. Guard Anez Cooper, with a shoulder, and safety Vijay Payne, with a bone bruise, to injured reserve with return designations. Linebacker Tyler Barron to the reserve physically unable to perform list. Tight end Chase Curtis was waived with an injury designation and reverted. Breece Hall is expected back in the starting backfield for the opener, per Jack Bell at the team's site. The 2 to 3 week clock our last episode said was still running has a date now. Rookie tight end Kenyon Sadiq worked position drills Wednesday for a second straight practice after hernia surgery, per Vogt. Rookie cornerback D'Angelo Pons has a calf strain and has not practiced. Glenn on managing the returning rookies. We cannot say, okay, these guys are going to get 60 plays out there. And on the roster he finished with, per Lang. We're still turning that ship, but I like where we are. Back in July, we previewed this team around a collision. The loudest turnover luck signal in football. 3 takeaways all season, the fewest in the league. Meeting a veteran quarterback imported to catch the bounce who led the league in interceptions himself. The rest of the floor, 3-14. An offense that ranked 29th in expected points added per play, the measure of how much each snap moved the expected score. And a defense 31st. Cut day put everything on the veteran. This week put a new kicker behind him, a new linebacker in front of him, and his Las Vegas center back in the building. The read holds. The margin is what it was, and the kicker inside it arrived Monday. Next is the Titans, Sunday, September 13th at Nissan Stadium. What to watch, who kicks, and whether Hall takes a full practice in game week. The recap follows the game. Data via NFL Verse.